Catherine Macaulay, heiress. After many years of suffering, Mrs. Callaghan died, having become a Catholic on her deathbed. Her husband knew nothing of this until a few years later, when he was baptized into the Catholic faith before he died. William Callaghan's death left a great gap in many people's lives. Catherine was heartbroken. Once again, she had to go through the pain of losing both parents. She loved and cared for these wonderful people right to the end. For 20 years, she had lived in Coolock House, bringing much more than joy and laughter into the lives of Catherine and William Callaghan. She brought whatever it was that caused them both to become Catholic. They saw in Catherine a beautiful young woman who dared to be different despite a lot of opposition. It was not surprising that when William Callaghan's will was read, it was discovered he had left almost his entire fortune, including the magnificent Coolock House and contents, to his beloved Kitty Macaulay. Catherine was astonished by this gesture of generosity. Of course, others were astonished too, and many began to wonder what she might do with her huge fortune. "I think you should be very careful now, Kitty. I know plenty of eligible young men who would be only delighted to have a chance to propose marriage to a good-looking, wealthy woman like yourself." James Macaulay yawned and stretched himself lazily in the armchair, winked gleefully at his older sister Mary, who was busy tending to William, the youngest of her five children. "Oh, do be serious, James, just for once in your life," Mary replied as she turned towards Catherine, who was busy leafing through some papers on the dining room table. "Kitty dear, things will surely change for you now. After all, you're the mistress of Coolock House, and a wealthy mistress at that. Isn't it time to start thinking about yourself and your future?" Catherine looked up from her papers and smiled at her sister. "Yes, Mary, I really am the mistress of this fine house." "Then, shouldn't you be taking your proper place in society? Haven't you spent enough time looking after the needs of the poor, not to mention the homeless? This house is beginning to look and sound more like an orphanage every day. Whatever are you going to do with those two little ones you took in last month, Mary Ann Kirwan and Ellen Corrigan? Sure, you can't keep them forever. Especially now, since Cousin Anne died and you're caring for Catherine and baby Teresa. You'll soon have every orphan from Coolock to Clontarf arriving on your doorstep." Mary looked in the direction of Brother James, hoping he might give her some support. But as usual, he had nodded off and hadn't heard a word of the conversation. James always felt very much at home in Coolock House, as did Frances, his lovely wife. The children adored their Aunt Kitty and never missed an opportunity to visit. There was always something exciting happening in Coolock, always plenty of children around to play with. Aunt Kitty was forever having little visitors staying over, like Mary Ann and Ellen. And then, of course, there was the old lady who really caused a stir when Aunt Kitty arrived from Liffey Street one snowy afternoon, complete with the dirtiest poor creature you could imagine. Mrs. Harper had been living in dreadful conditions when Catherine found her. She put her into the carriage and brought her home to Coolock House. What a job it was to clean the poor lady up. She hadn't seen soap and water for about 50 years. But Catherine treated her like a queen. The biggest excitement of all for the children were the pet mice the poor old lady had hidden away in her pocket, and which escaped when the old dear's apron was taken almost by force from around her tiny little waist. They were probably the only creature company she had experienced in a very long time. Mrs. Harper was not the easiest person to love. She could be quite unkind, and indeed abusive towards those who were good to her. And poor Catherine was her favourite target. But being the understanding person that she was, good news to the poor. William Callahan's death left Catherine with greater freedom in many ways. She now had more time to spend on her many workload to tell her, the biggest voice of all being Mary's. But Catherine's heart was rich in love and mercy, and nothing could change that.